Ooh, hey, what's that button do? Over there. Yeah, never mind. We'll get to that later.
That's what that button does.
Semi-live-ish from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
You're doing good.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Shoot your own horn, yeah. Right, your buddy?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a week. You too?
Yeah, it's all right. It's cold.
Burn. Still. Maybe by Friday, because we're doing another Tuesday. Maybe by Friday?
Tomorrow.
It's going to be a 60-degree swing, maybe?
We
hit those.
When it's negative 18, I suppose.
Yeah, the backside of this polar vortex maybe is, something.
We didn't see the blizzard, though.
No, that was nice. Still no snow.
Weather here at View from the Bleachers.
I know. Yeah, that's great. Future weather. Future cast. That's good work.
Sports.
I mean, maybe.
There were some things that
I was going to mention the off seasons here.
For most of us.
For all of... Unless you're out there being a fan of anybody not in the NFC North, your season's done.
Best record in the regular season, NFC North, and all three of our teams.
Quick over in the postseason. I guess, I mean, we're going to open with the Lions lost. If anybody was interested in that, I watched a lot of that game. Dan Campbell got out-coached, and Washington looked put up 45. I mean, you don't accidentally put up 45 in the playoffs against anybody. That was a
pretty much the things that everybody was saying was going to happen. Kind of happened. The defense was the biggest concern for that team.
Sure, and the depth in there. Yep. Yeah,
and then it turned out to be they couldn't stop a rookie quarterback.
Yep. No, this rookie quarterback doesn't play. Obviously, if you're in the playoffs and you've won two games now, you're not just some rookie quarterback. But this rookie quarterback is playing.
What somebody said was his birth certificate says he's an age.
Yeah.
But the way he looks on tape looks way like he's been doing this all of his life.
They said the same thing. Ben Roethlisberger had the same rookie year.
Yeah.
When he was, athletic and made all the plays and did everything and took a surprise team all the way to the Super Bowl. I'm not a betting man. Because I'm broke, but if I wasn't, I would be putting money on Washington. They feel like they could win one more game,
sure,
regardless of who they're playing. The other big playoff game that was any fun to watch was Ravens and Bills.
Yep.
If you got a chance, that was on TV, but it was thank you. You're welcome. I got a chance to listen to that game. That was exciting. That was the two best teams in football, I feel like.
Yeah.
And the Ravens lost. And they.
They lost. I mean,
I won't pin blame on anyone on the team specifically, because if you've listened to any sports radio over the last week now, you've heard exactly whose fault it is and isn't on the Ravens for losing the game. Also, the Bills played really well.
Yeah.
They did not make any of the mistakes that the Ravens did. So for anybody who gets credit and blame, the Bills do. Sean O'Donnell.
McDermott.
McDermott, thank you.
Yep.
From the Bills.
Yep.
Had a great game plan, and Josh Allen, who will probably win the MVP now because of that game.
But supposedly that MVP voting's done.
Yeah.
Regular season.
Yeah, probably. I mean, but maybe. Yeah, I believe everything the NFL tells me. That's how they're a really believable source for their news. Yeah, no. Other things in the playoffs, Saquon Barkley again ran for about a bajillion yards. Was it 200?
Did
he win over 200 yards again?
I think so.
That guy is... offensive player of the year. It's playoff time, and Saquon Barkley is finally not playing for the Giants. So good for us too, because you get to watch him in the playoffs and be successful. So you're on to the conference finals.
Yep, NFC and AFC championships.
You got any predictions on either of those happening?
I'm gonna watch that. Chiefs.
Are these Saturday games or Sunday games?
I would assume Sundays.
Are they Sundays? Okay,
maybe,
good.
Maybe a Saturday Sunday.
Yeah, I can never remember. When they throw the college playoffs in there into the mix, and there's football way too much already, there's an extra week. I lose track.
I'll look.
I knew it was Tuesday today because we are recording today. That was how that works.
Yeah. They don't have it. What's going on? Oh, divisional playoff. Oh, there it is.
Ooh.
Just keep talking.
No, well, at this point, there's nobody I can – the Chiefs, right? Like, the Chiefs are going to win. That still feels like the
Bills beat them,
because I watched that game.
Bills are one of two teams that beat them this year.
Okay, I mean that's your good story, but I still feel like the Chiefs just have that odd Andy Reid edge. He's now 300 victories all time. Patrick Mahomes is really hitting that Tom Brady stage of his career where he's Steph Curry part of his career, LeBron James part of his career, where he's starting to whine for calls. And that's a weird thing to see in the NFL, but yes. it's super effective.
Both games are on Sunday.
Okay, good.
So the Commanders-Eagles game is first.
A divisional game to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's a
rookie
good
rookie quarterback is one win away from going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, against an Eagles team that you're waiting for that one game where they blow it, and they haven't in about three months. They haven't,
and it hasn't because they haven't won. They haven't been winning because of Hurts. They have not because of him.
They're leading the league in rushing by now a large margin.
It's their defense and rushing. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
I mean, in a league where you're if you were any of the teams we support, yeah, you'd gladly take a boring victory where you ran it 42 times, but you won.
Yeah.
Over what happened to both of our teams in the last 2 weeks now. Yeah, no, we don't even want to talk about what happened to those teams.
Bills Chiefs game is going to be good. I think it'll come down to whoever has the ball last.
Sure. It seems to just about – this is where those big moments for those big-time players happen is in games like this. They're, as much as they might make huge plays in Week 8 or in the divisional round, it's in these spots where you remember, the tuck game for Tom Brady. You remember different big plays for different teams that have happened. This is where it's at.
And I think the Chiefs have come to the point – where they're now the new Packers, the Patriots.
Yeah.
That everybody, they're there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, come on, I need something else.
But they just continue to be there because they're doing it the right way
right.
for the last 10 years, like every other franchise has been trying to do.
Lose Tyreek Hill 2 years ago.
Yeah, it didn't matter. They figured out their offense and then won the Super Bowl. So it's hard to pick against the Chiefs. I'm going to pick against the Eagles because – not because of the Eagles that do anything. I really think this is just that, every once in a while I'm rooting for the story, and I'm rooting for Jaden Daniels in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know a ton about him as a rookie. I know a ton about the Eagles. I've seen them for the last 3 years be a team that, we make fun of and is really good. But I really want to see what a rookie does in a big spot like this.
We're seeing what happens when you change owners and get some decent coaching.
Right. Yeah. this is the first time in my actual life that I have rooted for anything that the Washington franchise has ever done. This is it. They've just kind of been bad my whole knowledge of football. So all of a sudden in 1 year, they've turned it around, which is a cool story. And then, like I said, I just, as much as I want the Chiefs not to win, if I was going to have to throw money at it to break even, I would bet that the Chiefs win this game. But I'm looking forward to a really, really good game. That works for me.
Or the Bills just blow them out.
Okay. I'd like to. Yep. That'd be just fine for me.
So who wins? Eagles, Commanders.
Commanders. Yeah, I know. Strange. Yeah, I'm like all the way there. Why not? And like I said, the Eagles have played like the second best team in football for a real long time this year. But
yeah.
They're on a heater. The Washington's just that team in the right spot, and I feel like,
Yeah, getting hot at the right moment.
Yep. And then,
And the thing is, this one, I always say before, when, C.J. Stroud had his rookie year.
Sure.
Nobody has film on him. Nobody knows what the deal, and Jane, I think, is just that much better that you kind of go, well, he can run, and he can he can make passes that you kind of go, wow.
I don't have the record Washington versus Philly this year. But if there is a team that has film it would be the Eagles, right? Like, you've seen him twice now. You've been gearing up for him the whole season. You know what he's about. You've seen Washington. You know what Terry McLaurin can do. I don't know. They got Austin Eckler. Zach Ertz, maybe? I don't know. Yep. All right. I can name
Bobby Wagner.
Oh, well, one day Hall of Famer Bobby Wagner, middle linebacker. Okay, I got some players I know.
So it's kind of a team like Minnesota put together.
Sure.
Just not with the franchise.
Yeah, forming it around. Yep, forming it around your quarterback.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So and also a lot of times this is the best week of football compared to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is such a big buildup and it takes so long, and there's always something that happens at the Super Bowl that just sort of wears me out as a football fan.
Yeah.
But the conference final where it's back-to-back games on a Sunday is perfect. Like that's a perfect block of football where you're getting probably the best four teams, and they're the only thing on. They're the only thing going. With the Super Bowl, you've got Super Bowl commercials. You're either watching it by yourself at home because it's fun to watch a football game, or you're watching a giant mess of people that you can hardly see a game. So for me, conference finals is where it's at. I really wish we could be talking about an NFC North team, but we're not. There's always next year. Along those lines, the Chicago Bears got better.
Yeah.
Detroit's loss is Chicago's gain. Yep. Detroit Lions lost offensive coordinator.
That was quick.
Real too. Quick. Yep. Yeah. The Bears seem to know what they were doing when they hired Ben Johnson immediately after the season, got that ball rolling. He became the first head coaching hire of the season. Is that correct? I can't. Second. Who else got?
Vrabel.
Oh, yeah, Mike Vrabel. He's going to be, I assume he's going to make Chicago better, which is feels impossible, and no one has besides Mike Ditka. So,
by the way, the Commanders beat them in week 16.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't necessarily know what that means for either team, right? Is it?
It's split. It's split both all season. So.
Sure. Well, Washington's been probably – that sort of started Washington's season, I assume. You beat Philly. You got to get the ball rolling to get into the playoffs.
That was week 16, yeah.
Okay. So, you know –
Falcons, Cowboys, yeah.
So there's a chance. You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, because they lost to the Steelers. No, sorry, my bad. Yeah.
Okay, so they've been playing really good football this last third of the season at the right spot.
Yeah, they've been really...
Which is what you'd expect from a team led by a rookie quarterback, right? Like, you're either going to hit a rookie wall and become Mac Jones, or you're going to continue to get better and you're going to be C.J. Stroud. So,
anyway, back to what you were saying.
Oh.
What were you saying?
Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, we were saying off air how, like, this could maybe move the division around a little bit as far as wins and losses. Perhaps next year they're...
I don't know about next year.
I mean, next year I'd like to assume that, Detroit maybe loses a game or two based on losing a coach.
I'm going to say right now that Detroit is not going to be winning the division.
Really? Who you got? And tell me why.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I don't know who it would be. It's not going to be Detroit. I think if they lose Aaron Glenn, too.
Sure.
I think that's too much to overcome.
It looks like they're going to lose both their offensive and defensive coordinator to other head coaches.
It's tough to overcome in one season. You know, or one off season. So I think they take a dip because of that. Because they got to figure out, you know, whoever walks in is not going to take over exactly what Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson did. So they're going to have their own little look at it, and it never works out the right way. I mean, Philadelphia lost both OC and the DC,
and it did take them a full year,
1 year to kind of figure it all out. You know, it's taken. Well, Ben Johnson's been there for 3 years now.
Correct. He turned down offers last year to become a head coach last 2 years. Stick around. Yep.
So you know. And look what happened, you know.
I mean,
year three, they almost got to the Super Bowl.
And this is
almost.
It's really interesting that, I mean, I guess when we were ranking the best head coaching spots, Chicago's, I mean, could be your best spot if it wasn't Chicago. If it wasn't for that accursed franchise being in, you know, in where it is and where how it's been for the last close to 100 years, they've not had a great quarterback,
not a great
high level, but they've won a couple. They've won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
One, right? Just one. Just the one? Feels like
the
just
one
the one.
Current era, yeah.
They've been to a two. They haven't had any sustained success. And in this division, you're the fourth best team no matter how you shake it up next year. You can't really have a scenario where the Bears leap over Green Bay and Minnesota
and Detroit.
Detroit. You could see them leaping over maybe one. And unfortunately, the way we were kind of putting it down, Green Bay feels like the only team in the division that could take a step backwards.
Right.
They feel like, to me, a team that'll lose players in free agency, that'll miss on the draft more than the other teams above them, because I've seen it happen.
I mean,
quarterback has maxed out what they can do.
Yes.
Unlike every other team in the division, the offense for Green Bay looks like what it's going to be like for the foreseeable future, and it doesn't look...
Do you think Matt LaFleur is there after next year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As long as you're able to continue to make the playoffs, finish above. I mean, unless he has that McCarthy-esque exit where they hit that spot, they hit that 15-2, they've become Detroit.
Like Dallas?
And exactly. And you don't make the Super Bowl, and you can... But even then, not having Jerry Jones, if Jerry Jones owned the Packers, Matt LaFleur would be on the hot seat every single week.
Right.
But thankfully, we all own the Packers instead, and we don't have we're all Jerry Jones, you know? So no, now Matt LaFleur, there isn't a team really in that division that's going to be firing their coach anytime soon if it all works out.
If both Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson were staying, then I'd say yes, definitely Detroit will be the top again.
Fair.
But, I mean, yeah, free agency, is every offseason for every team is always going to be something.
Because you, as a team, you try to fit in that one missing piece or two in free agency.
And you're juggling the finances. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing is the money.
Trying to figure out where we can save that $5 and $6 million to put that one guy on the field that we can't draft.
Right.
That we can't sign when somebody in the preseason when somebody else cuts that guy.
Or replaces the guy because he got a bigger contract at someplace else.
And you have that window. Yeah. For just every team, it's bigger and smaller. Even Green Bay will have the chance, like they did last year, to find that one missing piece. You try, you hope that you hit it. Most of the time, you don't. But sometimes it does work out on free agent.
I mean, it worked out for Minnesota really well.
Out really well for Green Bay, too. They signed two free agents this year, and both of them were, I believe, I don't know if Jacobs made the Pro Bowl by the end of the year. He kind of sputtered a bit, but he had a solid, as far as Green Bay running backs go, had one of the better running back seasons in Green Bay recent history.
So,
I mean, we could pretend like this is all the NFL we're going to talk about for the next couple months,
this weekend, it'll be the Super Bowl.
The rooting interest of my season completely went away now, officially, with Detroit losing. Now I'm just watching sports.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, like the draft comes around eventually. There was a college national championship.
At this point, I really don't, for watching football, it's like, meh. I mean, really, the only one I do want to watch the Commanders. If they do win,
sure,
I'll watch more predominantly the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But if it's going to be...
I mean, if it's Philly and the Chiefs again, I've seen that. I'm not interested.
I'll watch the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good
one. They got some new things on that one.
Can we do a solid when it hits around that Super Bowl time? Can we just intentionally talk about things that are completely non-sport but sports adjacent, like
the Ocho?
Can we do an Ocho and Puppy Bowl show? We can do wrestling. That's our wrestling show.
There you go.
100%. That's finally going to be one of that'll be our wrestling show right around Super Bowl Sunday.
Sure.
So we can look forward to that.
Mike Vrabel, we already knew that he got hired at the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then Josh McDaniels.
Yeah. Bringing the whole gang back together.
So there's still I'm really surprised at how many coaching vacancies there still are as of right now. Because it's January. I mean,
have to assume then that the assistant coaches for these four teams are on that short list of coaching hires then, right?
Like there's
offensive coordinator for the Bills, maybe you're waiting out that looks like a spot where you could be a head coach one day. If you're looking at, you know, defensive coordinator for
Detroit.
For Detroit. You're right. He could be right around the corner too.
And there's for Minnesota, I know there's been Brian Flores
is still taking every interview.
Yeah, but I think he had an interview himself. He says if it's not the right situation,
I'm rooting for him to get a head coaching job.
Yes, me too, but not yet.
Also, to get him out of my division, I'd like him to, now that those spots are all full, elsewhere.
I think he'll stay.
Sure.
Wait that perfect spot out. Do this offseason what he did this past offseason and go, okay, now this is what happened, what worked.
Sure.
Now this I think he'd stay. For sure. Just the challenge of saying, all right, now.
Well, assistant coaches like that really have to find the right spot, because if you're not, most head coaches don't get a third opportunity. No. Brian Flores has been a coach once. If you end up at the wrong franchise and you end up as the Raiders head coach,
because usually
you're going to be fired in 3 years.
Teams that are looking for coaches typically aren't good teams.
Correct. Yep.
Unless you're Dallas.
They're not a good team, right? Like I still say that they're the best hire. I think Ben Johnson would have been fantastic hire for the Lions.
But once again,
nobody wants
Jerry Jones as a boss.
Nope.
Unless you're Dion.
Yeah, that's the one. That's going to be a fun one to talk. That'll be pretty much the best NFL thing that'll come up in the next month or so. Yeah.
But I said, I'm surprised that there's no coaching. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing else has been hired, you know?
Sure. Maybe you're looking at head coach for Ohio State, Ryan Day, getting an NFL shot. They were talking about...
Do you think so? Because he won? I mean, in case he didn't...
Yeah, Ohio State won the national championship Monday, Sunday?
Last night.
That was Monday. Yeah, yes. That was Monday.
Yeah.
They beat Notre Dame.
It looked like it was going to be a blowout in the first half. And then
Notre Dame came fighting Irish back and
clawed their way back, and they were getting close. They had
one of the better catches I've seen back of the end zone.
Yeah,
they're so close. And but you know, another officially the Big Ten is the best conference in football 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Head coach Ryan Day has had an interesting year. He went from being blamed last year for losses to this year not beating Michigan to people saying, "Well, we could fire this guy," but he's. He's had like a 700 winning percentage.
Yeah, that talk of firing him went away as soon as he started winning.
As soon as he won the first playoff game.
I think the second it was like, okay, he's still a great. I mean, all the professionals were like, he's a great, really great coach.
And now he's turned into the new Urban Meyer, but like in a good way. Urban Meyer, like you know, Urban Meyer at Florida was just putting together these teams that could run and hit and throw and do everything better. And their coach was a young guy who eventually made his way, you know, up and up and up through coaching. Ryan Day should interview for absolutely every shot you get, right? If you had a chance to become head coach.
Not every college head coach transfers to the NFL, though.
That's fair. I mean, for me, it's always been the old school coaches that try to go to the NFL. Like, Saban is an old school guy. Yep. So you go to the NFL, it doesn't work. People don't want to. Urban Meyer. Old school guy when he got to the NFL did not work.
Second time, wasn't it? Or was it the first time was with the Jags?
First time with into the NFL was...
He had no clue what he was doing.
No, he got fired quickly and for the worst, most dysfunctional franchise you could possibly find.
Yeah.
I think...
Pete Carroll's an exception to the rule.
Yeah, Pete Carroll had...
USC?
Yep, he had really good success twice in the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Patriots, too.
Right, that's what landed him. He got fired from his first job. But, you know, but he was still a successful coach that I'm pretty sure almost made old school. Let's talk about the NFL from the 90s, shall we?
Old school.
Right? Anything else in sports, in case you were looking? Baseball Hall of Fame was today. It moved the needle for me.
That's all you.
Ichiro was Seattle Mariners outfielder. Incredible history. He had in Japan played and then came to Seattle. And the numbers he put up for the Seattle Mariners are just obscene. Like, batting average well over 340, stolen bases all over the place, incredible outfielder, the best player of, I believe, a decade, maybe even two decades. He was not a unanimous Hall of Famer, which is such a silly thing in baseball that nobody has been a first ballot unanimous Hall of Fame
since.
It's been like 100 and some years.
Oh.
Even Mariano Rivera, the best closer of all time, not. Babe Ruth, not. None of these guys. It's a weird thing in baseball, but first ballot, and he clearly deserved it. One of the best of all time. CC Sabathia, former Brewer for just a hot second. But that hot second was my favorite sports hot second of my life. CC Sabathia got traded to the Brewers. Midway through, they had a play. I can't. It was 2015, whatever. 2000, they won the division on the back of CC Sabathia pitching. I'm pretty sure every third day he was putting up numbers every third day that hadn't been seen in dozens. It was amazing. He was the only player to finish on the Cy Young ballot in both divisions, in the American League and the National League in a single season. They were one game short. Like, he won them games. They made the playoffs because of him. Eventually, he ran out of steam, but it was incredible to watch that Brewers season. So 2008. Wow. That was so long ago.
He was at Cleveland and then Milwaukee 2008 and New York.
And if you look at his 2008, starts for the Brewers were just... I mean, he could have won the Cy Young if he would have had maybe like five more starts for the Brewers, but
that was midseason.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. They traded some prospects for the guy who had previously won the Cy Young, and he carried that team on their back. It's my favorite sports moment of all time.
Cool.
That just reminded me.
Ah.
My least favorite sports moment of all time also happened this week. Bob Uecker passed away.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I was just, you know, going to work, and all of a sudden I saw that on TV. He was 90 years old.
Yeah, because he would start of the season, he was having some health issues, I think, in the offseason.
Couple of years he's been been less on the radio. You've heard less and seen less of him.
You saw him this last season.
Yep.
And he was in and out of
Every couple of innings, and it was so nice to see him listen to him in the playoffs, like see him be around this team this year. He just had that feel like
Because he was in the clubhouse when they won.
Correct. Yep. Wearing the goggles, soaking it up with Christian Yelich and all the players on this team that he's come to know, and the players love him. And for me as a sports fan, I love Bob Uecker.
Yeah,
he was,
right.
Since my very earliest memories of listening to radio, was Bob Uecker on the radio.
I remember seeing him TV commercials.
He was on Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, that's him.
He sold Miller Lite on TV.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Baseball. He was one of the
movies.
He was in Major League One. Yeah. Pretty sure in Major League Two. He passed away at 90 years old, but he has such an impact on the community. Wisconsin.
That was a good life.
Perfect. If you could pick one, he did it absolutely right. Yeah. That one was hit me pretty hard for somebody I've never met.
Right.
I've never spent, but you've heard his voice every day forever.
It'd be like Bud Grant when he passes away for me.
Same
thing. The fact that he's still alive is amazing.
And that, I felt the same way about Bob Uecker.
Right.
Every year you get to hear him. The start of spring training, which is coming up in just like a month or so, middle of February, was always kind of my sign of spring, was hearing Uecker start spring training. So that'll be different this year, but still, I'm sure I'll get to hear lots of people talk about Bob Uecker
when the
Brewers season starts up again this year. That was really about all we got in sports that super excited me.
How the Badgers basketball doing?
Badger basketball is ranked 18th in the country.
Oh.
They have, surprise, surprise, they have continued to win games.
Now they jumped up a little bit, didn't they?
They did. Well, they were at a certain point in the season, I think they were right around 11. And then they lost a couple of games, and then they've circled right back around because they beat USC. They went to USC and beat USC by 15. They beat Ohio State by 2. They look like a team that you gotta deal with.
That'll go into the March Madness and then lose.
I mean, no. Yeah, well, in a perfect world, we'd get to see a repeat of like the Frank Kaminsky era, Sam Decker era, Cameron Taylor era, where they get to the Final Four for 2 years because they've got those guys. But I mean, on paper, the Badgers feel like they have those guys. They've got a 7-foot senior from Minnesota who's still friend of show, Stephen Crowell. He's putting up some real numbers again. They've got
30 seconds by the way.
No, we're gonna do another 30 minutes. Sorry.
Whoever's next
on Badger basketball because they're playing really well and we're gonna talk. No, we'll do that next week. This has been a fantastic show. We clipped right through it. Nice job. We didn't have to push the mute button.
I didn't this year or this week.
This year really. No,
I did
it
last
week.
There's
always next week.
Okay.
This has been really fantastic. Thanks everybody. Have a good weekend and bye.